Welcome to the Joy Reveals podcast, where you'll learn about mind and health hacks, travel and business tips, and ideas on how to become the best version of yourself. Now here's your host, Joy Packard. Let's see what she's going to be revealing today.
Hi, everyone. This is Joy Packard, and welcome back to Joy Reveals. Today, I want to explore something we rarely talk about, a simple mindset shift that can completely change how we move through stress, overwhelm, or uncertainty. It's the idea of borrowing tomorrow's joy, not in a way that pulls us out of the present and not in a way that makes us wish our life away, but in a way that supports us, steadies us, and reminds us that good things are still ahead. Because sometimes when today feels heavy, the best medicine is remembering that tomorrow still has gifts waiting. We all have those days when our energy is low, words don't land right, or we're carrying the emotional weight of people we love. Family challenges, long to-do lists, unexpected news, it all piles up, and the instinct is often to muscle through it or pretend we're fine. But what if there was a gentle approach or a different way that we can do this? A way to simply pause and remind ourselves, this moment is not my whole life. I remember one of my sons telling one of my daughters that this is just a moment. And it was a time in her life when it was really, really difficult. And that was something that always stuck with me. And this quote about this moment is not my whole life is so, I guess, just really awesome to think about, that when we're going through hard times, that's just a moment. Borrowing tomorrow's joy is giving yourself permission to look ahead, not with fear, not with anxiety, but with hope. It's letting the good that's coming nourish the version of you who's standing here right now. Think about a time you were excited about something on your calendar, maybe a trip or a visit from someone you love, a holiday gathering, or even something small, a new candle, a clean room, a slow Saturday morning. Do you remember how even on tough days that one little thing made you breathe easier? That's anticipation at work. Psychologists say anticipation can actually boost our mood even more than the event itself. Why? Because it gives our brain something bright to hold on to. Borrowing tomorrow's joy is simply using that natural wiring to lift yourself today. Let me share a simple example you might relate to. There was a week recently where everything felt like too much. Errands, family stress, people needing things, miscommunication. You know those weeks where you're doing your best, but it feels like the ground keeps shifting under your feet. During that week, one tiny thought kept me upright. I have a quiet morning coming on Saturday. No alarms, no rushing, just rest. And it's funny, every time I remember that, my whole body softened, my shoulders dropped, and my breath deepened. That moment wasn't here yet, but the promise of it helped me get through what was right in front of me. Here's another example. Say you're planning a trip, something simple or something big, and you check the weather. Imagine the beach, picture your family laughing, or think about that first moment you step off the plane. You feel lighter just from imagining it. That's borrowed joy. And it matters more than most people realize. When the brain has something good to look forward to, it reduces stress hormones, increased energy, and creates a sense of direction. Hope becomes fuel. We are not meant to white-knuckle our way through life. We are meant to be guided, even in small ways, by the goodness ahead. Borrowing tomorrow's joy isn't escaping today. It's giving you, your present self, a lifeline. So how to practice it? You know, we have like some smooth steps I wanted to share with you. Number one, identify one thing you're looking forward to, big or small. It could be that trip that we talked about, a meal you love, a family moment, a walk at sunset, or even a project that excites you. It doesn't have to be grand. Joy hides in the simple. Number two, let yourself feel that future moment for a few breaths. What does the air feel like, and what colors do you see? What emotion rises in your chest? This isn't daydreaming, it's emotional preparation. Ask yourself, this is number three, what can I do today to support the version of me who gets to enjoy that moment? Maybe it's resting, and maybe it's prepping, maybe it's drinking more water, breathing deeper, or simply choosing not to engage in a draining conversation. Even tiny choices build toward the joy waiting for you. Number four, carry a piece of that anticipation with you. like putting a warm stone in your pocket. Whenever you feel overwhelmed, touch that stone in your mind. Remind yourself, there's something good ahead. I am moving toward it. That one sentence can turn an entire day around. Hope isn't about predicting the future. It's trusting that there's something worth moving toward. So the next time you're in a stressful moment, a heavy day, or an emotional fog, borrow a little joy from tomorrow. Let it remind you that life has reasons and has seasons. And even in the hard ones, there's always something bright up ahead. You don't have to be perfect today, and you just need a little hope, a spark, a thread to hold on to. Borrow tomorrow's joy and let it steady your steps. This is Joy Packard, and this is Joy Reveals. I appreciate you spending some time with me today. I hope this has helped you in some way and that you can share this episode and the show, and more importantly, leave a review. With that, take care. I will see you on the next episode.
Thank you for tuning in. We value our listeners. To access all of the links and resources mentioned in today's show, head over to www.joyreveals.com. That's www.joyreveals.com.